Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Thank you.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
WGGM Radio. I'm your host every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You are hearing Bethany Caudell singing No Shoes Blues. That's going to be her first single coming out in March. She has signed with a company to have single produced, and that's going to be coming up here. You can check that out on YouTube, and you can also purchase lots of her songs on iTunes. And then you were hearing Celine Dion, I'm Alive, and this is GGM Radio every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Our guest today is Marcus Stewart. I met Marcus in St. Louis, and he was just wonderful. He decided to take us on the air with him live, and we got interviewed, and it was pretty amazing. And he has a lot of amazing talents and things that he's going to share with us. So I'm going to bring him live now and let him talk more about that. Hello, Marcus. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Good. What's new with you?
Nothing much, you know, just working hard to get things done. I'm actually working on a new web series that I got a role on called Ebola 21, so I'm pretty excited about that. It'll soon be shared with the world pretty soon.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. So you're doing a lot of neat stuff.
Yes.
Very cool. So you have a movie series coming out, and what other kinds of things do you have going on? It sounds pretty exciting. I know when we first met, you were doing interviews and webcasts, and that's pretty cool.
Yes, I was doing the Marquise Stewart Show, and, you know, ever since I got the role for the web series, I actually had to stop it for a while, but I do plan on picking it back up later this year. If not later this year, then beginning of next year, because it's just exciting to hear, you know, people's stories and just everything that people are doing that's being positive and productive with their lives. So, yes, other than that, I've been working on my character that I'm really excited to playing on the web series Ebola 21, and I can't wait for everyone to see, you know, the acting side of me, because people are used to me hosting a show or singing, you know, but now that I actually have a big character on a web series, people can see that side of me and really see my talent and God-given gift.
Perfect. That's amazing. That's just wonderful. So you have a lot going on with that, and so you're going to be picking up interviews later. Are you still going to be working with some people interviewing, or are you focusing on music and career and things like that right now?
See, I wanna be that person where I wanna focus on it all. I know it's gonna be very time consuming, but it's something that I love to do, all of it, you know, as far as acting, interviewing people, and everything that I have to offer. So right now, just as we start picking up on shooting for the web series Ebola 21, I was going to hold off on the interviews, and then once that starts kicking back up, then, you know, start working on the interviews again. And then not only that, but my rapping and singing, and I actually am going to have a manager who's going to manage my music and get me some deals, you know, for a single or a record.
That's going to be pretty amazing once you get that going also. That you've got a lot ahead of you that's going to be just fascinating and amazing and definitely worth it, I can tell.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And, of course, I was glad that I was able to interview Bethany on my show, because I had a blast with that, and you guys are amazing people, and, you know, I love you guys, and it's just amazing how God allows people to come together, you know, for whatever reason it may be, and make it last a lifetime, you know, of friendship or connection and relationship, you know. So because you guys are amazing people, and I'm just thankful that I was able to interview you guys.
Well, I'm sure that when you get back to it again, you know, we can come back and do a follow-up. That would be fun.
Yes.
I was really excited to hear that your career is taking off and that so many things are starting to happen to you. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Because I knew when we first met, there was something pretty radical and cool about, you know, you kind of having a gift and sensitivity, you know, with people. Like, you can pick up things from people. But you also just have a natural knack at knowing things and how to interview people and how to move forward. And that's, you know, that's necessary steps when you're going into the entertainment field. That's amazing.
It is. It's crazy because when I was younger, I would always, you know, I would play by myself, and I wasn't the type of kid that would play with toys or anything. I just couldn't find myself into that. What I would do is pretend like I'm conversating with another person, or I would talk to myself in the mirror, you know. And so it's like it's kind of embarrassing, but I think it's funny at the same time because I feel like children who are really gifted, they really have that type of mentality of how they're going to change the world or what they're going to do, and they know exactly what their niche is in this world at a young age, you know, because, like I said, I wasn't the type to play with toys. I was always thinking about things and pretending like I was interviewing people. But it really didn't come out of me until I hit late teenage years and young adulthood because I was always shy. But once I really figured out what it was that I wanted to do as far as acting, singing, hosting and just helping, inspiring the world as an activist, I was just like, you know, it's time for me to put myself, Marquise Stewart, out there and let myself be heard and known. So, you know, it's really amazing.
It really is amazing. And, you know, you've got some talent there, really being ready to put yourself out there and do something pretty amazing. What inspired you to do that? What really made you, you know, take that leap of faith to put yourself out there like that?
So it really, well, as I was saying, when I was younger, you know, I was always shy. Actually, all the way up into fourth grade, I wanted to be a lawyer. But after seeing the show That's So Raven on Disney Channel and being introduced to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, even though it was on before I was even born, I started, like, taking note and observing all that actors had to endure and everything. And I say you have to be very strong-willed to do something like that, to put yourself out there in front of millions of people playing another role, but also your life as well. And I just said to myself, I was like, this is something I want to do, but I also want to put myself on more things and stretch myself out farther as far as doing things besides just acting. So that's when I really came into contact. In middle school years, I was like, I want to be an actor, I want to be a singer, I want to be a model, I want to be a talk show host. And I was just, you know, putting all this out there that I wanted to be. And, you know, the high school that I went to, middle school I went to, people, they loved being around me and they enjoyed my presence. And they're just like, we know you're going to be someone someday. You're going to make it big because I had this determination, ambitious attitude, and I've always made like a positive outcome out of any situation, even if it was a negative situation. So after that, you know, I was president of my class 3 of my 4 years, freshman, sophomore, and senior year, and I was always in the productions and musicals and everything like that. You know, I really take it in the saying that it's not about your destination, it's about your journey. And so far, after graduating high school, I've just been going along for the ride for the journey because all that you've come across and the people that you've meet and met and the things that you're able to do, I just really take it all in, and, you know, I'm really grateful and thankful for that. But to get back to your question about what inspired me to do this and put myself out there, freshman year I started having real bad anxiety attacks. And I was always, like, paranoid. I was like, I thought I was going to die, and I was rushed to the hospital. And it was just, it was a real sucky, like, ill feeling to have at just 16 years old, and I never knew what it was, so it was a shock to me. But after that, I really came close with God and had a relationship with him, and I prayed faithfully every morning and night on my knees. And after that, I was just like, you know, whatever happens, it's meant to be. And ever since then, you know, I just praise him and thank him, and I have opportunities that have come about as far as me living out my dream and everything like that. So that's where my inspiration came from, was going through that traumatic event in my life, and that's what made me want to put myself out there. Because before then, I was just like, I'm ready to be famous. Like, I just want to be famous, and I was trying to rush it. But having anxiety attacks, it really showed me how to be patient and just, you know, go with the flow and enjoy all that you have, because, you know, you never know what you're going to have once it come about? Because I know it's very tiring.
It can be. It can be. And, you know, the fact that you actually stepped out of your anxiety is really similar to, you know, what happened to me with I had anxiety over driving a car. You really just have to step out in it, you know, and really just go through it. And once you go through it, you know, amazing things can happen when you do that.
Yes, and that's why I'm always, I don't like the saying teaching, trying to teach or preach to people, because you can say what you want. It's up to the person to if they're going to listen, because, you know, you can lead the horse to the well, but you can't make them drink out of it. I like to spread the word of just letting people know that if you want something, go for it and go get it. Don't let anything stop you, not even, you know, natural things that happen to you, because I could have been that person that let anxiety get in the way of me living out my dream and just was just like, just because of that one event, just said to myself that I'm not going to do it. But God mm-hmm. gave me the mentality and spirit to push on and strive, because I remember looking back on having anxiety attacks, it was for about a year, and I went to the doctor, and they're like, it seems like you have anxiety attacks, so we're going to, like, give you medication. And I remember I took the medication one day. I don't remember what it was, but I only took it one day, and it made me feel even worse than having anxiety attacks. And I said to myself, no, I'm not taking this medication. I'm just going to get through it. I'm going to get through it by myself and let God lead the way. And after that, it's like a miracle happened. Like, I didn't have any more anxiety attacks. I fought through it, and I was really proud of myself, because not everyone can say they went without taking medication when having anxiety mm-hmm. attacks. Most people I've met, they're like, they had to take medication. And I felt like mine was, like, real bad, because I couldn't swallow. I couldn't breathe. I would just have sleepless nights. I would feel like I was having a heart attack and pain in my left arm. And I was just like, it was just such madness going on. And to know that I got through it without medication and with God by my side, that's why I have this saying, with God, anything and everything is possible, you know. As long as you have that determination and ambition, you can get through it, and you will achieve. So,
yeah, absolutely, you can. And amazing things can happen when you do that, you know, because you can really just be in a position and you can move forward with that. So I think it's really good that you stepped out and you did what you did to, you know, move things forward and make things happen. That's really amazing, and you really can do anything when you put your mind to it. You don't have to have certain things to do that. Some people do, you know, some people do because they feel the need to, but really, you know, I think just like you, you can do whatever you need to do to bring forward what your needs are. So I think it's amazing that you've come this far with so much talent, wanting to be out there, wanting to be seen, you know, showing people that they can do it, you know, moving into those grounds and moving into that faith is so important.
Yes.
So I think that that's just really huge, because you've gone the extra mile, you've done it, you know, you've had your own TV show, you're about to be in a movie, you're signing with a record company, or you have, you're getting ready to do something big. All these things are just really cool and really amazing.
Thank you. Yes. You know, it's just like my acting teacher said, you know, a lot of people become lazy, and that's why they don't want to succeed, because they're afraid, or they just don't want to do the horse work. And little do they know, once you get past doing the horse work, which is what I'm doing right now, just putting myself out there and being exposed, and then really hitting it off of what I'm really about and my talents, then it all comes so easy and natural after you do the horse work, you know. And the horse work is where people straddle, because they don't want to do it. They don't want to step up to the plate and actually do work, you know, as far as making things happen that they want to go for. And plus, it's all about patience as well, you know.
That's very cool, because I'm really impressed with how you know, you just really got in there and you did that and you made something happen, you know, by action and by faith. You know, it takes a lot to actually do that. And, you know, I commend you for that. That's really
Thank you. Thank you.
Because, see, it'll teach people that they can go the extra mile just like you did. If they see those examples out there, it makes things so much easier.
Yes, it really does.
So what are your plans for the future? What have you got coming up? Do you have some stuff you'd like to announce to our audience that you're doing? I mean, you were talking about some things you're up to. You're starring in a movie now, and just announcements like maybe where they could see you, or are you doing anything big so people could find you somewhere?
Yes, I'm just gonna like, you know, you can find me on Instagram at Marquise Stewart. No space, just Marquise Stewart. Also on Facebook, Marquise Stewart. And then on Twitter, at Marquise FYIF. And I'm just going to say, I'm like a mystery card because it's like I'm so busy and I'm always getting into different things. And, you know, people, people will be taken by surprise with the different things that I take part in because I usually just post it on social media. I don't have anything yet that I could say right now on the show of what's coming up. But
yeah.
I can tell you that there are, just expect big things. And if you go to my social media on Facebook, Marquise Stewart, or, you know, Instagram or Twitter, you would know and find out the things that I take part of or will be in. So it's pretty exciting. I love having the people who support me and my fans, I love taking them by surprise.
That's awesome. And I understand you can't always announce everything because, you know, sometimes they tell you that you can't put everything out there
Yes.
so quickly. And it just, you know, you have to wait until they actually allow you to. Been there, done that, seen that, and that's really good that you're doing so much to show people. What I really like about you is how much faith you have and how much courage you have to be able to, you know, really go out there and say, well, you know, I used to have panic attacks and I couldn't do it and I just felt stuck. Because, you know, a lot of people want to diagnose and put you on medications and all sorts of other things. I have sort of a different theory that, you know, a lot of these people that are doing that could be picking up on energy or something happening. And we may have to resume the show by adding another show here because it went for 30 minutes, but we'll probably resume here in a few minutes. So if you'll call back in, that'd be great because the
okay.
show's ending early. We had some technical issues. But anyway, I just love your courage, and, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we resume. I just absolutely love how you could go out there and do that. But a lot of times I think we're picking up on energies that are out there, and that's what's going on.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So I think that that's a lot of it. I think that we just sometimes pick up on things and we don't know what we're picking up on, and then the medical decides that they want to, you know, make this an issue by, you know, diagnosing us with this or that and trying to medicate what we can do, you know, or what we have. And that's not always the right answer. Sometimes just breathing, meditation, or like you said, just really hitting it head on is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
So I love how you hit it on, and I love how things are just, you know, really amazing. It looks like we can continue on with the show anyway. It's going to let us record even though we're running out of time, so that's good. It's saying that we ran out of time, but we didn't. So we'll go
okay.
further into the interview. I think that's pretty cool that you actually strive forward to work with yourself and to get there. How are you inspired to not follow the doctor's recommendations? Did you just have the knowledge to go further and try to overcome it?
Well, like I said, I remember having anxiety. Like, it was 5 years ago, but I remember just like it was yesterday. And like I said before, when I took the pill that they prescribed to me, I just wasn't feeling it. I was like, this is making me feel even worse. And I was just like, you know, I conversated with God. I was like, I have no choice but just try to do this on my own. I don't know if I can, but as long as I have you, I know that I will. So the key thing right there is sometimes you feel like as an individual you can't do something, but you have to understand that, you know, you didn't put yourself on this earth. So as long as you have God who put you on this earth, that you can do it, you know. So after that, it's like it didn't just happen overnight. It came with time,
yeah.
And that's why I'm always talking about how patience is the key, because I think it was probably about 4.5-5 months after I decided not to take the medicine, that's when the anxiety attack just went away like that. And the crazy thing is that I find so crazy to this day, and that's why I'm always keeping the faith, is because after my anxiety attacks went away like that, doors opened just as quick as the anxiety attacks went away. And that's when I started getting into modeling. That's when I got the lead role for The Little Mermaid as King Triton. And just so many things came about, and I was just really thankful and excited, because I was like, you know, for a second I was thinking negative, because I was like, I don't even think this, like, I said, this anxiety attack is a sign, like, it's not meant for me to live my dream or whatever. But after it went away, you know, and opportunities came, I was just like, you know what, Marquise, you're never going to think negative again. Like, just stay positive all the time and keep the faith, because when you do that, you can never go wrong, and all things will happen and come about in its own way and when it's ready in time, you know. So ever since then, I was just like, you know, just going to keep the faith. And that's what pretty much inspired me to not take the medication.
That's pretty neat that you were able to just lean on faith, you know, just in spite of everything else. And a lot of times people say that you just kind of figure that out along the way. You sort of think that you might need that, or maybe your dream isn't going to come true that way. And then you just sort of find that answer within yourself. You know, I call that God speaking to you in some way of how to, you know, follow your right path. You know, they say that you're looking for the way to get there, and he sort of, you know, provided a map, so to speak, to lead you that direction, to go down that path, to do the modeling and more. And it does make you more confident when you go through it. I remember the first time I entered modeling, my head was down. I wasn't very, you know, proud of myself either. And then I got back up again, and, you know, I had the most improved self-esteem. It's when you take the steps to go through it that you find the answers to the other side of that. So I'm proud of you for what you did, too. That's pretty cool.
Yes, thank you. And it's crazy, because I remember, like, coming up, I was just some people get upset at me because I was just, like, always talking about, like, I'm going to be this actor and this singer and songwriter and host and everything like that. And they would just tell me, they're like, well, how do you know that's what God wants you to do? And looking back on it now, I could answer the question. Then I would just be like, well, I don't know, but I just know this is what I want to do. And they're like, well, sometimes what you want to do is not what God wants you to do or called you to do. But now, after living, you know, some more years and plus, and actually taking upon opportunities and the things that he's allowed me to take a part of, I could answer the question, and the answer to the question is, I know for a fact this is what he called me on to do, because if it wasn't, he wouldn't answer my prayers and open the doors that he's allowed me to go through and take a part of the opportunities that have come along as far as my industry and career, you know, with acting and singing and modeling and hosting a talk show and having all that experience, you know. So if he didn't do that, then that's when I would know that it's something else that I would have to go down for. I know for a fact, and I'm 100% confident in knowing that this is my calling in life, because so many people like yourself, Amanda, they see my strive and my talents and my gift, and they're just like, it's something about your spirit, you know, it's something about your aura. Because I could be sitting in a room among a whole bunch of people, 100 people, thousands of people. And I don't have to say anything. I could just be sitting there thinking or smiling. But, like, for some reason, my spirit and personality, just without me talking in my face, like, it draws attention to people, where people want to surround me, you know. So not trying to sound cocky or anything, you know, I really love people, you know. I have that big heart and sensitivity for people, like you said earlier in the show, and I really love helping people. I really love having a good time with people. I really love making people laugh, you know, and I love being there for people when they're down and out. You know, I love the ability to just be there for one another and help get through things and get to where they want to be in life, you know. So I really love
that's
that.
That's awesome, Marcus, because encouraging people is something that I've always wanted to do since day one also. And, you know, it's funny because when somebody asks me that question, well, how do you know that people want you to, you know, get impressions of people or tell them this or tell them that, you know, sometimes it's not always about predicting the future, even in my line of work. Sometimes it's just about being encouraging or helping them find their destination or the right path, which is what you do in a different way also. You know, we all have different ways of using intuition to do that. And, you know, mine started when I was 7 and I met my grandmother on the other side. You know, she had died and she came back to me and told me that, you know, I could see people and do all these things. Well, you know, a lot of people, they think that that's really bad. Oh, that's bad. God doesn't want you to do that. And, you know, I walked through some trials and tribulations too, speaking of that, you know, and I can feel your pain in the same way because people will say, well, how do you know that that's what God wants you to do? And sometimes you'd even have people say, well, are you sure that's not sinning? You know, and you could go and investigate with that with a magnifying glass and really look at it. But, you know, on the other side of it, it's like you said, God shows you the right answers and the right people to get you there and show you this is what you're supposed to do. And you have helpers and guides and angels that lead you there too. You know, when you have a person walk up to you and say, maybe you were just given that talent by God, and that's why you know that that's where you're supposed to go. You could say, well, I had panic attacks, so maybe it's not where I'm supposed to go. Maybe I can't be a model. You know, you're pretty good looking. And, you know, it's funny how on the other end of that, when you actually do it, it's almost like that door opens for you to do it just instantly as you walk through that.
Right, yes, 100%.
So I think it's amazing, you know, what you've been able to do in just overcoming fears and encouraging people, walking the line, you know, singing about your passions, starring in movies and just going beyond and really showing people and being that true role model to say, you know, I may not be the best little guy in the world and we all make mistakes, but, you know, I'm going to show people the right way. And that's how you get successful, is by walking that line that you're walking and showing these others that are out there on the edge about to fall how to stand up and balance correctly.
Right. And, you know, I like what you said, like, you know, we all make mistakes. And that's what I really look at, because even, you know, I'm open about my story, and a lot of everyone who knows me, you know, I've come out about me being molested twice, and I'm really strong and confident with being open about that, because I want people to know that just because you have traumatic events that happen in your life doesn't mean you should allow it to stop you from doing what you want to do and live out, you know, because I'm a strong believer and firm believer of you only live life once and you get one shot at it, so don't let anything hold you back. And to this day, as keeping my faith in a person who strongly believes in his faith and stands tall to it, you know, I forgive, though, I even forgive the people who have molested me, because if I don't do that, you know, sometimes it kind of holds you back. And I don't, at this point in my life, I don't need anything holding me back, because, you know, I have a lot going for myself, and I just want to live out all that I wish to live out and pursue. So, you know, everybody does make mistakes, but you shouldn't allow your mistakes to hold you back or other people's mistakes that they've done onto you hold you back.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes we do go through really traumatic events and we don't understand why those things happen. You know, why were we cold that day, or why did this roommate throw us out, or, you know, why did the landlord tell me you can't stay here? You know, and in the ending, you find out that maybe the landlord, or, you know, taking a bus somewhere and you got lost or you got stuck, you know, later on down the line, you find out that it's really a blessing on the other side. Sure, yours is pretty traumatic. It would be very hard to instantly forgive, you know, because you're going to do a lot of jumping up and down and crying and, you know, feeling that energy. You know, you have to go through a release. We all go through a release period when we go through something. But I think it's interesting, like people say, well, I'm trying to get to work and I'm in a traffic jam and I'm stuck. You know, I can't get there. And then you could have been in an accident and almost killed, you know.
Right.
And that's not the same kind of thing. But in a way, it's almost saying the same statement of, okay, well, this really horrible bad thing happened to me and I don't know why it happened to me, and it was just, you know, traumatic and awful. And, you know, it's like you watch the drama series on TV, but at the same time, that drama led you down a path where maybe some other people were, you know, traumatized somewhere or needed encouragement or needed a helping hand, and all of a sudden you rise above that and you're reborn. Because like you said, when you do forgive, you're almost reborn into, you know, a new body. Say you're violated or you're hurt or, you know, you suffer trauma from your parents or whatever. There's a whole list of them. But when you're reborn from that, it's almost like you shed that skin and you become this new person who, you know, people are like, well, that guy wouldn't understand me. There's no way. He probably hasn't been through. And then you find out later that guy really could understand you and what you've been through in the same essence. So all
yes.
of that stuff that you hold on to when you're wounded and when you're beaten up, and sometimes you can't release it that easily. Sometimes it takes, you know, going to healing, going through meditation, going through a walk, you know, talking it out, many things, you know, maybe even just hearing it somewhere so that you can, you know, work through it. It's a process of rising above it. But once you do, it's like all of that falls off. Even if you say, well, I forgive every one of those people, bam, all of a sudden something happens to you and it's like you're just re-energized and reborn. You know, you see all this light coming from you and all that stuff falling off of you all of a sudden, and then you can just get up again and say, yeah, you can do it.
Yes. Yes, 100%. And I actually love I just started getting into meditation, and I'm, like, really good at it. I actually have that on my acting resume as miscellaneous. But I really love to meditate, and it just really relieves a lot of things, you know, that's going on here on Earth. You know, I feel like it's a way to escape Earth, planet Earth, and take your mind somewhere else, but at a peaceful place. When I meditate, I like to listen to Egyptian music. For some reason, I feel like I lived in those times for some reason, because, like, when I learn about them and I go to, like, when I went to Kolkhid Mounds and I just seen, like, the statues and the teepees and everything like that, I was just like, you know, I felt like I lived during these times. But, you know, it's really peaceful for me. And meditation is really an escape, but then also, you know, you come to realizations for many different things, and that's what actually pushes you to want to do and actually live out all that you say to do. So, yes, meditation is really a great thing.
Well, and we can drift and we can go home where we know we're originally from. A lot of people say, well, I just feel so good when I wake up and I don't want to go back there again. You know, I don't want to wake up. And that's because when you sleep or when you meditate, you know, when you're almost in that state, it's almost like you go to that other realm where you know your soul was from, and you rejuvenate yourself in that realm. And it feels good because you're like, wow, I recognize the Egyptian music, or I feel like I belong there, or I'm connected to that, or, you know, wow. And we do that when we sleep and when we meditate. We almost go into that state and we go out of our bodies to rejuvenate. Sometimes we can feel overwhelmed or like we've been run over by a truck, and usually that's because we're active and we're running around outside of ourselves, seeing everybody and helping people.
Yes.
So I think that's amazing what you've done. You're doing a lot of work and you've got a lot coming up, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next with you.
Thank you. I'm excited to see what happens next. I know it's going to be something big because God is allowing everything to just happen in its own time, and I'm just thankful to take action and be a part of it and get things going.
Absolutely. Well, you are just doing really great things, and I appreciate you coming on with us today and, you know, speaking with us. Did you have anything else you wanted to announce before we end the show?
You know, everybody knows where to find me on Facebook, Marquise Stewart, Instagram, Marquise Stewart, no space, and on Twitter, at Marquise, F-Y-I-F. Just keep updated on my social medias, because that's where you'll find all the details of all of my upcoming projects that I can announce, and you will see everything that I take part of.
Awesome. Well, I'll be looking for it, and we'll have to have you on again sometime real soon. And I really appreciate you coming on, Marcus.
Thank you for having me, Amanda.
All right. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll see you next time. And, Marcus, I look forward to having you again.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Blessings, everybody. Have a great day. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. You can check out Marcus Stewart, and we'll see you next week, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can find Bethany Caudill's CDs by messaging me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or starwaya at hotmail.com. You can also check out iTunes and YouTube. And also, if you want a reading, you can email me at starwaya at hotmail.com. So starwaya@hotmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Just take those old records off the shelf. Like that whole time rock and roll.
Love and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to
mama told me why she's